2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
NBA Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off each month of your subscription. Once again, DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off. I'm your host, Sal Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14A.Walsh. Find Keith Hall at Boomers DFS Daddy. Nice big slate on today's slate, but we just got to give people a little bit of a warning. Not even a warning, but a notice out there today. FanDuel slate starts at 7:30 today. Don't get that Toronto Charlotte game there for all you Canadian lovers. So just know that. But DraftKings, they will have that slate there starting at 7 o'clock. So be merry, everyone, in the midst of the holiday spirit, holiday season.
Yeah, I actually kind of like the later start. I mean,
oh, anytime, do you?
Oh yeah, anytime you get an extra 30 minutes. Especially with what we do and on an 11 game slate. And I mean, come on, who really wanted to play Toronto and Charlotte for that matter?
I certainly did not. I was not one of the
few. I mean, what, there's what, two guys out of that game that you might want to play? No, I'm kidding. I was just trolling, you know, we've got a lot of, Carolina folk in the Army, so I was just trolling them a little bit.
Couple Canadians as well. Most of them spend their time in the NHL channel, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I've got Canadian blood in me, so I wasn't even worried about
trolling. Do you really?
Yes.
There was a part of you I didn't like. I just didn't know which part it was.
We've been over this many, many times when you think I'm trolling Canadians.
I think this is something I would have remembered.
Yes, my grandmother is from Newfoundland.
Really?
Yes. Full 100%.
You seem like a Saskatchewan kind of guy.
Saskatchewan, eh?
Yeah.
What movie is that? Grown-ups,
okay.
Where the guy's like, you know, ripped out and everything, and he comes over and he's like, Saskatchewan, eh? He's like... And they're just sitting there, and all these girls in bikinis just start laughing. So we were talking a little bit earlier about this, and this is this type of year is, you know, kind of a little weird for us. We're already getting questions about, you know, what Christmas content's going to be. Granted. Everybody, relax. RELAX. Relax.
RELAX.
Okay. Yes, there will be Christmas content. The DS will be up and running for Christmas. Yeah. I have multiple entries into the Santa Slam. This is the one time a year I play a lot of the Slam. Is, you know, Christmas day. So there will be stuff out. When? I have no idea yet. I don't know. I can't, you know, really, like, let you know exactly what the schedule is going to be as far as Christmas Day NBA. Remember, there's still a full day of NFL the day before.
That's correct.
You know, it's just, you know, there's a lot.
I just put out a chart. I mean, you know, we're being honest about it. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to have things. So I don't know how your last content provider did it, but we're working on Christmas stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, I might be face deep in a big old ham or something like that on Christmas, but, I mean, I'll have the content out there.
This is why you get the best is because, well, because we are the best.
Damn!
You know, and for all of you guys yesterday that were like, you know, the Army's not going to be a well-kept secret anymore. you know, eventually we're going to lose our edge and the cash lines. Guys, you got to understand, there are over 2 million people that play daily fantasy sports. We have 2,000 members. We have like a 0.001% of the daily fantasy community. Okay. Yes, we are making an indentation, and people know who we are, and people are trying to troll us and take us down. Don't worry about that. But if you think that you're going to lose your edge because of this, just don't worry about it. You're fine.
Oh, man.
We're not going to lose our edge. We're going to stay just as more members brings better tools. Better tools brings more members and a deeper edge and more ways to, you know, keep producing. So don't worry about it. We've got a bunch of things in the works, and I've got to start thinking of what we're going to do for MLB coming up shortly, too. Yes, we're not even halfway through the NBA season, and I'm worried about MLB already.
I'm very excited with all the moves the Phils made this season. I'm ready to roll some, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 stacks out there. Maybe go with my traditional 1, 7, 8, maybe with an Aaron Nola in the mix. So I dig it. I can't wait, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to be trash.
Whoa! Taking December shots at the Phils. Okay. All right. I will remember that in April. Don't you worry, my friend. All right. Let's get to the NBA today. We got, I don't know, what, 10, 11 games on the slate. Breaking it down position by position, as we always do. Keith, let everybody know who the top point guard on tonight's slate is.
Is Oklahoma City playing?
That is correct. They are playing.
Well, then Russell Wilson will be your top point guard.
Wow, really? He's playing basketball now, too?
You know, he
I knew he played baseball on the side, but now basketball? This guy's amazing.
Wow, this is crazy. I'm getting – I'm trolling.
Of the year.
I'm trying to troll and – you know, be sarcastic, and everybody is going to be like, this guy has no idea what the hell he's talking about. No, it's actually going to be a kind of a toss-up, in my opinion. There's some very, very good ones. I don't think that Russell Westbrook is going to be very popular tonight. I say that because of two reasons. One, he's going up against Utah, and two, Chris Paul is $1,200 cheaper and going up against the Lakers.
Whoa. All right. Well, let's break it down. So what was interesting is that Russell Westbrook, I made light of this the last, because he just played Utah recently, and I made light of it where, you know, the first time he played Utah, I believe he scored, what, 6 real points. And he still had, you know, a decent fantasy night. I believe it was like 35 fantasy points, something like that.
Yeah, but they blew that. They blew either they were getting blown out of that game or they blew them out. Like, it wasn't even
smoked.
I think it was that way too, but it wasn't even close. They got absolutely just freaking slambasted.
New word. I like it.
The
point I was going to make is that, you know, Westbrook, pretty spiteful, vengeful person. So, you know, you get him one time, you know, you try to come at him the second time, he's definitely going to remember that performance. Boy, did he. He had a good good second time out against the Jazz. Now, when we talk about the Jazz tonight, the defense is a lot worse without Rudy Gobert in there. Going to see them play a little bit more of a faster tempo. So I think all is going to be just fine with Mr. Westbrook there. 11-4 on the price tag today, so, you know, we have got that. You mentioned Chris Paul taking on the Lakers team. Houston, 15.5-point favorites they opened up as, so that'll certainly be a fun topic of conversation throughout the day, I'm sure. But again, Chris Paul playing very very good basketball. Not a guy that you would think should be priced 10-2, but the guy gets it done in a multitude of ways. So, again, against the Lakers, who will be missing Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, one of their more consistent players tonight. Good outlook here for Mr. Paul.
Yeah, it's going to – we don't have to worry about, you know, Paul or Harden in this one. You know, and we're going to get a lot of questions about this today. How many times do you think the blowout bot is going to come up?
Oh,
today, regarding this game.
Oh, the blowout bot.
Yes.
We'll put it at 72.5. I mean, we have a lot more members. We have a lot more members. So.
I know. I'll take the over on that one.
All right. Fair enough. So. All right. Chris Dunn in a pretty good matchup against the Orlando Magic today. I like that. Bulls, I believe, 5-point favorites at the open against Orlando in this one. And it makes sense, right? Bulls have been playing some of the best basketball in the NBA right now. I can't believe I would ever say such a thing. It's crazy with Mirotić in that lineup. They're just a completely different team from what we saw at the beginning of the season.
Now, does everybody understand why they didn't want to trade Nikola Mirotić? Does everybody understand this now? Like, everybody was like, oh, you have to trade one of Bobby Portis or Nikola Mirotić, and Bobby Portis has the backing. Well, do you like everybody that you work with?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so, but you still deal with them, right?
I love you all.
But
you
still...
I really do. There's nobody that I hate, the DFSR.
I get that, but, you know, we still deal with them.
All right, how about this? You've been to a job where you wanted to fist fight a coworker at lunch every day.
Right, and you still deal with them. Why? Because it's your job. Guys, you got to understand this. Yes, team chemistry is important and everything, but it is their job. Like... the Bulls are best when Chris Dunn, Bobby Portis, and Nikola Mirotić are on the court together. Like, their offensive efficiency is out of this world. So, yeah, it's Chris Dunn against Orlando Magic with, you know, possibly no – I mean, to be completely 100% honest – I don't see how Orlando keeps this close.
Wow.
Like.
Well, that's what Vegas is saying, too, pretty much.
I mean, unless Elfrid Payton has one of his Christmas miracles come up.
He might have one hiding in that dew.
Does that ever look? I mean, I just think it looks like a baseball hat.
I thought it was hysterical with the video that someone posted one day not too long ago. The hair keeps getting in the way of the ball. So fantastic, fantastic. All right, how about some other matchups on the slate? Darren Collison of the Pacers got himself a nice matchup tonight against Dennis Schroeder and the Atlanta Hawks. Any interest here?
Well, yeah. I hate playing Darren Collison, but the matchup is always something that is intriguing and that I could take advantage of.
Wonderful. Glorious.
I want to look back on this because, like, something is telling me that I should be fading the Pacers tonight.
Really?
And I don't know if it's because it's a, you know, an 11-game, 12-game slate, if it's, you know, just because they're all overpriced right now. I don't know what it is. But something is telling me to do it. And I'm probably not going to listen to it. And I'm probably going to be kicking myself in the butt for it. But, like, Darren Collison, isn't he? Like, okay, so the three-man grouping or four-man grouping of... okay, so let's see here. One, two... okay, so that grouping of, like, Jamal Murray, Dennis Smith Jr., Reggie Jackson, Darren Collison, Milos Teodosic, and Austin Rivers. Okay.
Right.
And mainly, really, the Reggie Jackson, Collison, Teodosic, and Rivers combo, they're all in positive plus matchups, and they're all kind of just priced right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Jeff Teague, Elfrid Payton, both in, you know, semi-negative matchups, but still have the ability to go for, you know, 45. You've got then on the lower end, you've got Tyler Johnson, Frank Mason, who are both below 5K and, you know, going to see probably extended run tonight. You know, De'Aaron Fox is out. George Hill is in that same aspect, in that same conversation. It's going to be interesting tonight what people do at the point guard position. And I honestly think there's no wrong answer. I think you can pay up for – you want to be ultra contrarian today? You pay up for Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook. You know, because everybody's going to be like, oh, I can go get value at the point guard position. I can go get my minutes up situation. I can go get my starters, you know. And that's a pure jab. But, and I love you, Kevin. You know I do. I mean, it's, I think people are going to pay down at both spots tonight. So, it's not something that I really have a full grasp on yet, but I don't, I mean, I could see myself doing both, paying down and paying all the way up. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I had the mute button still on from when I coughed. But yeah, look, I like everything that you mentioned with the Clippers there. I think that's a great matchup. Couple other guys we should mention, though. Spencer Dinwiddie taking on a Kings team that will be on the back end of a back-to-back. They are the worst defense there. They do have the worst defensive efficiency in the NBA this season. So we got that. Goran Dragic listed as doubtful. So Tyler Johnson will be right back on the mat. 4,500 at Boston. Going to play a ton of minutes tonight. I could always get down with that. Let's see. Just looking at the ADVP chart. Lakers are on the slate. We already mentioned Chris Paul. We will get to James Harden a little bit, but he certainly gets there as well. And then, let's see, we've got Dallas here. So they're the fifth best matchup for point guards. They will be taking on Detroit tonight. So that's where we've got Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith, Langston Galloway, I guess, if I have to add him into the mix. But all those guys
have a good matchup. You don't play Langston Galloway. You don't play Ish Smith. If you're playing somebody from Detroit, as far as the backcourt situation is concerned, it's either Avery Bradley or Reggie Jackson. Like, you can't go try to chase Ish Smith. And you're not even chasing something good. You're chasing just the hope that, you know, Stan Van Gundy gets pissed and, you know, benches Jackson. Like,
well, it has happened before, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you can't do that.
I hear you. Any other point guard situations you want to take a look at today?
Tyler Johnson is very, 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 very interesting again. Everybody
who I mentioned.
Yes, everybody's going to be like, oh, well, you got Deion Waiters and blah, 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 blah. And, like, guys, when Goran Dragic is out, Tyler Johnson is in play. When Justice Winslow and all those other guys and Hassan Whiteside and James Johnson are out, then you can play James Richardson. Guess what? Both of them are out. They're both in play. Like, indeed. It's not hard to figure out, like, a point guard being out typically on teams like this does not mean that, at least on the Heat, it doesn't mean that, you know, the ball is going to be, or the offense is going to be initiated all the way down to a James Richardson or a Josh Richardson type of player. Like, he's going to get a usage bump, obviously, because the ball doesn't have to go through as many talented offensive hands, but it's not, I don't know how to explain this without, like, really saying that everything that we base everything on is wrong. It comes from watching plays. It comes from watching basketball, and it comes from watching how these teams operate. The point guard becomes more of a Deion Waiters, Tyler Johnson type of offensive initiated type game with Josh Richardson finishing plays. You know, Josh Richardson scores more. He does more with the ball, and that's how you calculate usage rate, is who has the ball when the play ends. And that's where that is. You know, it's not how many times does he touch the ball or anything like that. So if Deion Waiters brings up the ball and throws an alley-oop to Josh Richardson, guess who gets the usage for that play?
Oh, that's all Josh, baby.
Yeah, that's all Josh Richardson. Deion Waiters gets no credit other than the assist. So that's something that you have to kind of realize. Now, there's a stat out there that I haven't been able to really find for everybody yet. It's still very, very new. It's called true usage. That as soon as I can get it into our models, it's going to make it a lot better. But trying to find a place that gives it all out without putting in the information for the formula and having and being able to trust it, it's kind of iffy right now because it's not an official stat. It's just something that us fantasy nerds have, you know, redone.
All right. One other situation we should take a look at today. Manuel Mudiay listed as questionable. So again, if he's not going to play, then that opens up nice things there for Jamal Murray.
And again, some
of these other guys that we'll get to later on.
Yeah.
But yes, plenty of other nuggets. All right. Any other point guards? We good here?
I'm looking to make sure that we didn't forget anything. What are we doing with Ricky Rubio? Like, he's 5,100. It's going to be an up and pace game. We know that Utah plays at a faster pace without Rudy Gobert on the floor.
Sure.
I don't know what to do with it yet. Oh, and guys, don't chase Isaiah Cannon. Please. Just Damn. Don't. Just don't. Don't do it. Just leave it alone. So I do think maybe a late slate play.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a Juwan Evans going up against Phoenix.
All right. Just looking at Rubio here over the last few games, two of his last three, he's exceeded 5x value. But when you take a look at some of these other games beforehand, not so well. But again, without Mitchell in tonight, things are certainly going to change for Utah. Probably going to see Rubio play a lot more minutes. In those games that he did well recently, you know, he had games of 33, 36 minutes that he played. I would assume something in that area for him tonight without Mitchell.
Yeah. It's that Donovan Mitchell injury is a little bit more impactful than what people are going to realize it's going to be. Because one, it's going to space out the floor a little bit more, or it's going to cut down on the spacing. Now Rodney Hood is fully capable of chucking and, you know, chucking up the ball as well, but Robertson looks to be back and healthy. He's playing his full allotment of minutes, which ultimately helps the backcourt and the wing situation for the Thunder. Is Burks more of a jump shooter or is he a drive and kick guy?
Oh, he could do it all, man.
I'm not asking for your fandom opinion and impressiveness. I'm asking, does he take jump shots or does he go to the hole?
I mean, the
what's the more his game?
The historic Alec Burks is jump shooter, but this season he has been more of a driver. So, I mean, like,
because
I don't want to be a dick. He can do it all. But, again, I just think, like, historically he's been a jump shooter, but he has been a lot more aggressive this season.
It's because my interest in him is going to rely on what type of player he is and if Steven Adams is in tonight or not.
Saw Adams with the doubtful tag.
Okay. If for some reason Steven Adams is in, then I don't have any interest in Alec Burks. If he's a drive guy and he's going to be out and Adams is going to be out, the play might be Burks over Hood.
Okay. Yeah, Burks back to that $3,800 price tag on FanDuel. That's since everybody on Utah has been healthy. But yeah, now that we're back to normal almost for Alec Burks, and it's amazing, right? Because the guy, even when he was getting, 25, 27 minutes, he's still doing a great job. But again, without Mitchell tonight, that is absolutely huge for the Alec Burks fan club. So looking forward to that. All right, so it's a nice little smooth transition right there in the shooting guard. Everything probably going to work out well for Burks at that price tag. But we do got some other gents on this slate, mostly headlined at the shooting guard position tonight. James Harden, Victor Oladipo. Harden up against the Lakers, who really don't have anything for Mr. Harden tonight. Now, we'll say this. Lakers have improved their defensive efficiency this season. However, one of the biggest reasons for that, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, going to be out for the Lakers tonight. So this backcourt here with Harden and Paul probably going to do just some major damage, even with the 15-point favoritism tag that they got on them. But let us talk about Victor Oladipo here a little more in depth. Taking on an Atlanta team, which has sucked on defense all season. They've done pretty well against shooting guards, though, according to ADVP. However, probably going to see Oladipo with more of a role with the ball in his hands tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that Oladipo is a bad play. I'm just saying that if I'm playing.
I didn't even ask your opinion on it yet, Keith. Jeez.
All right, fine. See ya.
See ya. Peace. He gone. Continue.
Oh, are you asking my opinion now?
Yeah. Now I was.
Okay. I would just much rather play Tyreke Evans against Golden State right now. If he's in, I would much rather play Gary Harris. To pay $9,600 for an elite shooting guard. Now, if he's going to be low owned, then I might have a little bit more interest. You know, because then he doesn't have to go out and get me, 55.
Right.
But it's all going to depend on what his ownership is. So for me,
who else we got here? I know this is always a loaded position.
I mean, Lou Williams, if he plays tonight, you've got to take a look at him. You've got to.
I shouldn't say he's back. I see the P tag on him now. That ain't some crazy shit. That's the probable tag, folks.
Yeah. You've got to take a look at.
You're calling birds over?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this guy, but I'm going to. You've got to honestly. I think CJ McCollum is a sneaky, sneaky tournament play tonight.
Oh, you do you?
I do.
All right.
I don't like his price on FanDuel at 7K.
I was going to say, we have seen some shooting guards perform well against the Spurs this season.
We have. And Danny Green's banged up right now. That's why I didn't start the other night. I'm not chasing Kent Bazemore. I know his price is good. I know what he did last game out. Just not going to do it. Would rather pay for Gary Harris. Deion Waiters, if he plays, is going to be a pretty good play. Justin Holiday, 5,100.
Bananas last game.
Yeah. And
in that Sixers matchup, which is just giving everybody Christmas spirit.
Yep.
Except the Sixers, of course.
Exactly. Jordan Clarkson is probably going to be under-owned compared to what he should be.
Right, because the last time that we saw KCP out in that game against the Cavs, I believe that was Thursday night, Clarkson, mega chalk. Turn it around, baby. Get the 180 going. It was the heart night.
Yeah, and I think
it's not even the Valentine's Day season.
I think tonight I'd much rather just flip the script on that one. I'm going to look around the industry, but if Josh Hart is going to be gaining traction and gaining steam, on FanDuel at 3,900, then I would much rather go to Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, hey, look, we talked about the 15-point spread here. I mean, I think that speaks a lot as to how this game will go. So, again, if that is the case, I think Clarkson, his outlook is a little brighter if this game is going to be, we'll just say, out of hand, you know?
Yeah, it's I don't predict blowouts. But I'm not going to play guys in hope that they get blowout minutes. I'm going to play guys because they're in the rotation. And both of these guys right now, especially without KCP, are in the rotation. Sure. You know, Clarkson can play some backup point guard too. That's kind of why I have a little bit more interest in him. And you know, Josh Hart's been playing very, very well. And this is gonna, I don't know if usually when the field is a couple days late on a guy, the guy comes back down to earth once. And then, you know, he's got like a heat check game, mind you. Like he's had two really, really good games. I'm not saying that he's not a good play, and at 3,900, he has the ability to very, very, very easily, you know. Okay, guys. All right, guys.
What do you got?
Oh, have you looked at Josh Hart's game log?
I have.
Okay, so why is he getting this type of run?
Because he went bananas on national TV Thursday night.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that, he only scored 11 points. 10 rebounds seemed to be the outlier stat there. But, yeah, I mean, look, that's why. That's why people are going nuts. And here's the other appeal, right? I think we pretty much got it locked down. Chris Paul going to be on Lonzo Ball tonight. That'll leave Harden for Josh Hart. You know, Harden, you know, shooting guards done well against Houston, but his defense has improved a lot this season. I'd kind of liken it to Damian Lillard's his transition. Remember 2 years ago, it was like always pick on Damian Lillard, and then last season, you know, he kind of turned it around. Now, you know, he's not even mentioned as an automatic pick on point guard. But again, just pay attention to that James Harden defense. It's a little better than it's been.
Yeah, it is. I mean, granted, he's still not a good defender or anything. No. But he's not, you know, he's not just standing there guarding air either.
He is not an orange parking cone. Now he's that thing at the gate.
He's the yellow
that swings
parking
up
cone.
And down. No, now he's the gate where you got to punch for the ticket at the mall, and then whoop, and then it goes up, or the toll booth. I don't know how people rock it around the U.S. That's how they do it here in Jersey, though. All right, more shooting guards. I mean, always a loaded position.
Yeah. Obviously, Rodney Hood is going to get some traction tonight, as I think Alec Burke will, too. I mean, it's Will Barton. I mean, just pick, honestly.
Yeah, let's talk about Barton real quick, because last game, the Nuggets, Barton and Jokic didn't even start the second half of that game, and that was against your boys. So what was the deal there? Because
I did not watch the game.
Oh, my goodness. Failure. Failure, failure, failure.
I did not watch the game.
So, yeah, it was interesting because Jokic, I can understand because that was his second game back from injury. But Barton was supposed to be a nice piece in that game, but then you had a bunch of nobodies getting some minutes in that game. So, I don't know. I was just wondering as to why that was. I think Barton will be fine tonight. And again, too, if we're going to see Moutier out for the Nuggets, that's going to have a very nice trickle-down effect to guys like Gary Harris, Will Barton. Barton even playing minutes at the three nowadays can run backup point guard minutes if needed. So you just got a lot of versatility with him there. And could be very interesting after he disappointed the masses last game. All right, we good here? Ooh, yeah. I know a situation. All right, we didn't talk about this, but Buddy Hield and
There's Bojan, a reason.
And fake Bojan Bogdanovic.
There's a reason.
There's a reason we didn't. Okay. Okay. I know what that means. Stop talking. Okay. Let's go to small forwards then. Let us get there. And the position headline today by one, Kevin Durant going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. Durant's price has jumped all the way up since he's had to do all the offensive lifting for this Warriors team. Is he worth the price tag against the Memphis Grizzlies' vaunted defense tonight?
They're vaunted? Really?
Yeah. Historically.
Historically? I wouldn't say they're vaunted. I'd say they play at a slow pace. I've got to turn this off. I don't have any problems with Kevin Durant today, guys. Like, you, everybody's like, oh, he sucked. He screwed my lineup and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, you guys do realize that he shot like 3 or 4 for like 20.
Like, yeah, and also finished with 71 FanDuel points.
Now, and just take overtime out of it, and he still paid off his GPP salary expectation.
He did. The thing with Durant this year that's quite noticeable, the blocks, right? That's been a heavy point of emphasis now. And again, too, since you got a guy like Dre out, yeah, you know, Curry, not the defensive stopper, you know, that – I don't know. He's just not a defensive stopper. But, again, he's just got to do a lot more on the court. So you've seen over these last couple games, about 5 straight games with multiple blocks over the last couple, 3, 2, 3, 5, 2. So, again, those are extra points that calculate onto Durant's tab. Always a good thing to have. So I dig that. Jimmy Butler, he's been a fantasy comeback story here over the last few games. He'll be taking on Denver tonight. A lot of interest there, or what do you think?
I don't mind it. I don't mind
it at
all.
It's a good ADDP matchup. Okay.
I'm sitting here looking at his kind of production. I don't think, honestly, that it's going to be another 50-point night for him, though.
Okay.
Just because you've got Jeff Teague in a pretty decent matchup. You've got Karl-Anthony Towns, depending on what the Denver Nuggets do with it. That's in a fantastic matchup. Like some of these...
Taj Boogie.
Yeah, I mean... It's just, I think this is more evenly spread.
Okay. Could potentially see that.
Like, I still think he does well. But I don't think he blows up for over 50 again tonight.
Okay. And Butler going to cost you some money there. 9,400 on FanDuel. Keep in mind, though, Denver, fifth best ADDP matchup for small forwards this season. All right, at the rest of the positions, we got. All right, so we got your boy Paul George, TJ Warren, Brandon Ingram, Harrison Barnes, all around the same price point. Any interest in any of these folks?
Not a Brandon Ingram.
Interesting. I would think more so, you know, more field goal attempts with KCP out tonight.
But see, I don't think that's going to – I think because that's the one position that, you know, Ariza, he's not the lockdown defender he used to be, but he's still pretty decent.
He's lengthy.
He's lengthy, yeah. And I think they attack more at the 4-5, 1-2 spots. Lonzo's going to facilitate. You know, to, you know, Clarkson and Josh Hart and everybody else, Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzma, Larry Nance, you know, guys like that. And I think Ingram does okay, but not $7,200 worth. Like, if he was 6,200, then we could probably have the discussion. But I can go get Trevor Ariza, Jaylen Brown, Rudy Gay, who we'll talk about here in a second, Harrison Barnes. I mean, Harrison Barnes is the same price going up against Detroit.
Yeah.
Granted, not as fast of a pace of a game, but, I mean, Harrison Barnes is a better player than Brandon Ingram right now at their points in their careers.
Okay, I can go with that. All right, let's get to DFS royalty. Okay, now Josh Richardson, great spot. We've called this all week, and now his price has gone up $5,800. I mean, it's a significant price bump, but it's still not a bad price for Richardson based on what he can do with all of tonight's inactives. However, it does take on the Boston Celtics tonight. Best NBA or are they the best defense still?
Looking at overall ADVP, Boston is the second best behind San Antonio.
Best. Ah, all right. Well, he takes on the second best defense in terms of defensive efficiency. But, I still like Richardson in the spot that he's in. I'm not really too worried about this price hike. How you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Really?
No, not with the expected ownership. People are going to chase it.
Are
in
they?
Tournaments, people are going to chase it.
But what are we chasing? We're not chasing anything.
For
we're
Josh Richardson?
That's in a good spot.
For Josh Richardson, you're chasing back-to-back 45-point games.
Yeah, but the situation is still the same.
With a worse matchup.
Okay, but again, he's still gonna have all that usage you're talking about, all those back end dunks and everything. I think it's still
fine. He just played
the
Clippers and the Hawks. Those are two of the better matchups you can get.
It's like a 7-man rotation for Miami. Opportunity.
Minutes don't mean crap if you're not productive though.
He's going to have all the opportunity in the world to do this. Again,
a tougher matchup.
No Winslow. We were talking about Miami. We were talking about Miami earlier.
Dude, I have to remind
you. No.
You
don't have to remind anything. The thing, Richardson, a guy, too, that can also play minutes at point guard. Like, there's plenty of amazingness here. Look, you sit off the Richardson
boat.
You go
chase
at the top,
this.
Bro.
You go chase this in Boston.
Yeah.
And tell me how this works out for you.
I will. I'll scream from the top how it goes for me.
You won't.
Yeah. We'll throw you down a rope so you can climb up halfway.
You won't.
Yeah.
This is worse than Josh Hart.
No, not even close. Not even in the same stratosphere.
It is the same stratosphere.
No, it's not.
In fact, you could make a point for Josh Hart being a better play than Josh Richardson.
Oh, you're smoking crack now, Keith.
Oh.
Smoking crack you are. Oh. What are we talking about, right? Richardson without Whiteside. Always a good play, right?
Yes, yeah. Except when you're going
no
up
Winslow,
against...
No Winslow, no Dragic. I don't care about Boston, Dave. I really don't. I'm not concerned. I'll post the picture again. Of all the high fantasy point totals that people have put up against Boston, believe me, when they were like number one, I think Harry Barnes went for 40 on him. And he's not a 40 guy. He's like a 30 and I'm done kind of guy. Okay? It's Richardson.
So what kind of bump did you say that would you say Josh Richardson would have got with those being the matchups?
What kind of bump against like the Clippers? And
yes, what kind of positive bump would you say? Like a 5%, 10%? 30%.
I think a 10% bump is fair.
Okay, so if you take 10% off of the 44,
right, that basically leaves it at like 40.
Okay, 40 from a
47.3.
Okay, a 30% plus owned guy in tournaments. Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, Josh Richardson's royalty around the DFS Army, so you have a fun one trying to sell that to the people. Ain't happening.
I don't need to sell it. Oh. All I got to do is pull this up. Let's see. He's what price?
$5,800.
Let's see here. Let's pull out the old chart. 5.8 times.
You know. What's that 5.8?
Well, that's his salary, 58, right?
Somebody will get that later. Okay.
He needs to get 45.
Okay.
For it to hurt me, he's got to get 45, and I smell another bet coming on.
All right. Well,
I don't say I don't think he gets to 45. I don't think he gets to 40.
So we're arguing. All right. So we're arguing 40. I think he gets to 40. So we got a bet.
5.
10.
Deal.
Deal. Boom. Locked and loaded. All right. Let's talk about some of these other guys. Not like they matter or anything, but. I'm trying to look for some value here, not really getting it. Iguodala could be pretty important again tonight. Caspi, same guys there for the Warriors going up against the Grizzlies. Iguodala at 46, I like. I think that's a nice price for him, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I think I'd much rather play somebody that's $100 more.
Oh, do tell.
David Nwaba.
Nwaba!
I mean, and honestly, you could go straight back to Caspi too.
Yeah.
With I mean this
bird, with
this
bird killing shots.
These lower end small forwards, they're all going to get some run tonight. You got Lance Stevenson that's probably going to get about 20 plus minutes. You got Wilson Chandler that's going to get probably about 20, 30 minutes. You got Bogdanovich that's going to get his normal run. I don't Jonathan like playing Simmons. This guy. Jonathan Simmons, Mario Hezonja. I mean, these guys are all going to Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles has a bad matchup, don't get me wrong. But, you know, Alan Crabb, if he plays tonight.
I believe he is.
Yeah, he played last time. I mean, there's a lot of minutes at the lower end of the spectrum at small forward today.
All right, just one thing I wanted to touch on real quick. Kawhi Leonard resting tonight for the Spurs, and Kyle Anderson should be back in the rotation tonight. So that leaves Rudy Gay and Kyle Anderson both with a positive ADVP matchup tonight for either of those Spurs. Any sort of thought as to how many minutes we're looking at from each guy?
I say more Rudy Gay than Kyle Anderson.
Okay.
Kyle
Anderson, Jersey guy, what's up?
I don't think that Kyle Anderson gets over 22 minutes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. First game back. All right. We good? Small forwards?
Yeah. All right. I hope that this has nothing to do with today, but I hope that FanDuel really, really, really does start to figure out that, you know, there comes a point that dropping Kawhi Leonard down this low is going to really hurt. Okay. He's 5,600 today. If he continues to fall because of playing whatever, you know, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which looks like that's the hard cap right now on his minutes limit, eventually he's going to play 20 and it's going to hurt. Because there comes a point to where you can roster Kawhi Leonard on a 20-minute limit. And I think we're almost to that point. So just be aware.
All right, let's get to the power side of these forwards. And it'll be interesting tonight because a couple interesting situations that you might not see as an actual power forward position, but they could be in there at center, even though they are listed as power forwards. So, all right, let's start with the Lakers, right? So they're going to be missing Brook Lopez for a while, and that's going to open up some minutes at center. I believe most of those will be covered by Larry Nance, Julius Randle, guys like that. Do not forget, though, They have Vaka Zubak, Andrew Bogut on the roster as well. So how do you see this shaping up here for the Lakers?
The question is I think Zubak's on a two-way. So okay. I'm looking to see if they have recalled him because I'm not quite 100%. I'm looking right now. Vander Blue's on a two-way. Zubak is not on a two-way.
Yeah, not a two-way guy.
I wonder if he was active. I would love to be playing Ivaka Zubox again. He was inactive the last game.
He's been inactive for a while.
He's got a lot of these are CNDPs.
So yeah, I was looking at Bogut, like, you know, he's
you can't play him, but he's just got to be aware that he's there to spit up and take out 15 minutes.
Yeah, like I was saying, that, like, you know, both these guys are on the roster, but I don't know how they're gonna fill it. I mean, again, this is Luke Walton.
It looks like it's really easy and simple to figure out. It's gonna be Larry Nance and Julius Randle and Kyle Kuzma.
So like, I should just shut small. Up at the beginning. Okay.
No, you're fine because because you have to understand that, you know, it is still Luke Walton, and he could throw out freaking Andrew Bogut for 20 minutes out there tonight.
I honestly, I'm sure we're going to see one of them start. You know, like, they get maybe, like, their 4 or 6 minutes, and then they get the hell off the court, but...
Well, again, the way that it had been going was that Brook Lopez had been starting, you know, the first and third quarter, and then Julius Randle was playing a lot of that backup 5 minutes, you know, with like Larry Nance and Kyle Kuzma playing the four.
Kind of like Zaza Pachulia adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. But now with Brook out, I mean, you're not going to start out small, are you?
I wouldn't think so. But, again, you know how this all goes, right? Like, they just throw the center in there basically for the jump ball, run around for a little bit, get some sweat going, and then sit down. That's basically how they treat these bigs nowadays. So
yeah, I think all four of these guys, or all three of these guys for the Lakers, are firmly in play.
I think so as well.
They're all 15. Under 5,500 too. And I mean, if you look at last 30 minutes for Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzma, 39 minutes, and Larry Nance, 20, for whatever reason. He hasn't played over 30 minutes since he's been back.
You should probably keeping him leveled, but very interesting trio combination nonetheless. 15-point spread, be damned. All right, let's talk about another wacky situation that we got at power forward. Just based on the positioning here, but from the Bulls, we've got Lauri Markkanen, Nikola Mirotic, Bobby Portis, all these guys still getting minutes, still getting viable run. And this is a pretty good matchup here, one way whatever way that you look at it for the Bulls here tonight against the Magic. You know, even though they're listed as power forwards, you still got guys like Mirotic who are going to play some minutes at the three as well. That's still a good matchup against the Magic. What do we do here? What do we do with this logjam here on the Bulls?
I don't know. Because I want to think that it was an outlier. I mean, there's no way that Mirotić can go out and play 26 minutes tonight and put up a 45. Right? Like,
I don't know. You know what's funny? I wanted to go back and look at it.
So I mean, tonight, it is Orlando.
Right. So here's the thing, though, with the Bulls. I think Vegas is telling us a good story here. Tonight is the second time all season that the Bulls have been favored, and their five number is the highest of the season. And by the way, when they were favored the other time, they beat the Hawks and covered.
What was that line, like 2?
Yes. You're good. You're good.
And
they won by 5. Anyone? Bueller? Hello.
I'm thinking.
Were you on the mute button?
Well, no, I don't like it. Like, I love the situation. I love the spot. I hate the price on Nikola Mirotic.
Well,
I think honestly where I'd go is I'd probably go to Lauri Markkanen.
Okay. I was going to say, let's break it down a little, because we've got, like, if we look at it, right, we got five guys kind of fighting for 2.5 positions, because I think Markkanen could play the center. But you still got Valentine, Nwaba getting minutes, Markkanen, Mirotic, Portis. I think, I don't know, that probably sets up a situation of at least 25 for each guy, and then depending on who the hot hand is, a little more. So that, like, that's how I would look at it with all those guys. With Markkanen probably being closer to like 30, because he could play backup center as well.
Exactly. That's kind of why I was leaning more towards Markkanen.
Okay. All right. Either way, it's a good matchup. Now, I will say Aaron Gordon not in for the Magic.
I know. That's why it makes it even better.
Yeah. Gordon, I mean, he's a god-awful defender. That would certainly, you know, help whoever out on the Bulls. Yeah, but he's a
bigger body.
But again, yes, and again here, we're looking at a guy like Mario Hezonja on defense. Not worried in the least bit. All right, we've got those situations out of the way. Let's talk about maybe some of these other guys. Draymond Green's questionable. I don't think he'll play tonight, but we'll see. Just at the top of the pricing food chart, I'm looking. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson against the Kings. I mean, you know, I think Hollis-Jefferson probably one of the more safer 35 fantasy point guys. But he's one of, like, I know we had a game against the Knicks where Porzingis went out and then he got to get a whole bunch of steals off Michael Beasley. But I like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson for cash games. Very safe. You know, that's how I would take it. But again, not the greatest matchup against the Kings. And Zebo.
Yeah, I don't know if Rondae Hollis-Jefferson and safe, like, go in the same words for me.
Well, now that Booker's out of town, he's been...
I mean, he's going to play the minutes.
He's been very consistent since Booker left.
Really?
Yes.
You called Toronto...
an outlier, back-to-back.
Okay.
Don't remember going to Canada back-to-back, not a fun game. But
yeah, I don't like it for tournaments, but I guess I could be sold on the cash game type. If he's got to reach his ceiling at 7,400 to even do it. So that means I'm just not gonna.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's all right. We don't have to spend a ton of time. What happened?
The Warriors are idiots.
What do we got here? All right, here we go. I got some. Draymond Green and Zaza Pachulia, doubtful Wednesday. Iguodala questionable, and Sean Livingston ruled out. That is what made Keith not feel so jolly. So there you go. All right, there are a couple other guys here I like. Thad Young, as I like to call him, Chad Young. Tremendous matchup against the Hawks tonight. 6,100 only on FanDuel. I feel like that's a steal. So we got him. We've got John Collins of the Hawks. Great matchup against the Pacers. Either way you look at it, whether he's playing power forward, whether he's playing center, it's a good matchup for him there. I dig it. And then... in the same price point here, Kelly Olynyk going to be playing bigger minutes again for the Heat tonight, going up against his old Boston mates in Boston. I'm sure he should get himself a nice little round of applause there this evening. Possibly a tribute, a Kelly Olynyk tribute video. Do you think it's in the works?
it better, if it is, it better have him pulling Kevin Love's arm out of his socket.
I mean, that's his second best moment as a Celtic. Obvious game 7 against the Wizards last year in the second round.
Yeah.
Number 1, of course. But any of those guys intrigue you much?
Yeah, I like Kelly Olynyk. But I don't think this is a place I'm going to attack it.
All right.
Just his price is, you know, 5,900. I mean, I don't mind Jason Tatum, 56, if you want to stay in the same matchup. I think Jordan Mickey is... He's intriguing, but I don't love it. I would much rather pick on, you know, a Jason Tatum, Al Horford type defense than a Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart.
Okay.
Especially for $4,000, I don't mind it. Other than that, though, it's very hard to go to the Heat here. The Heat might be just a complete fade and get out and let people chase in a bad matchup.
Except Josh Richardson, of course.
That is including Josh Richardson.
So you say. Here's an interesting one. A guy that you're pretty familiar with, Domantas Sabonis. Last two games, getting more minutes. I got to see why that is. But more minutes has equaled more production for Sabonis. Great matchup tonight against the Hawks. And Sabonis is only 4,700 on the old FanDueler machine tonight.
I don't know if I could do that.
What? What?
I just... Oh, wait, never mind. I can definitely do that.
Oh, what happened? Bad reception over there? Did you think I said 47,000 for him?
No, I thought you said 5,700.
Ah, okay. Yes, let's subtract the 1,000 off of that.
Yeah, massive. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, it's interesting. I do want to see why he's getting those minutes, but I dig it. And then another guy that caught my eye, Taj Gibson. Very favorable matchup according to
ADP. When are they going to freaking up his price?
5,700 is it's something.
He's playing nothing. 40 minutes a game.
I know, but it's still Taj Gibson. It's not like he's a scoring machine. But again, you know, we've seen this with Taj Gibson in some of those favorable matchups against power forwards, like the one against Melo, for instance, where he was hanging out by the perimeter a lot. I think this is a nice matchup for him to be posted down low.
He's going to be pretty active tonight.
Keep him in his base.
Especially if Nikola Jokic is coming off the bench again.
All right, I got nothing else here. You?
No.
All right, sounds good. All right, let's get to the center position tonight and close out this damn shindig. Let's just go right to you. What do you like here?
Not Karl Anthony Towns at 10-3 or Nikola Vucevic at 10,000.
By the way, finally nailed the caution call on Cat the other night.
Woo! Dude, we've been yelling caution calls on Cat all year.
Well, the reason I call it, well, number one, he was on the domination station a lot. And then number
two, DraftKings, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about because he was underpriced there.
He was on a massive, massive tear. But one thing that he had like the most favorable string of schedules I've ever seen for a human being. So, again, that's why I threw it on there. But what do we got, man? Here's a cautionary tale for the people.
Don't play Marc Gasol.
That wasn't what I was going to say, but I agree. I was going to go with Nikola Vucevic, 10K on FanDuel tonight, taking on a Bulls team. Second worst ADVP matchup for centers. Again, sideshow Bob's hair. It's getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not playing Nikola Vucevic. I don't mind going Yusuf Nurkic against San Antonio tonight. Don't mind it. Don't like it. Willie Cauley-Stein against Brooklyn. And Jahlil Okafor against Sacramento. Really two good aspects. Did we ever figure out what happened with Greg Monroe?
I don't know. I wanted to go back to Okafor for a second, though. Just want you to know, I saw the note blurb or whatever on Basketball Monster the other day that said, out of rotation, ? So
for who?
For Okafor.
He just played 25 minutes.
I know. I'm just saying. I saw the blurb, so keep an eye out for that.
How do you work your way into a rotation, then out of a rotation that quick?
I don't know. You're going to have to take it up with those folks.
He did. But, holy crap. He played 22 minutes against Toronto, then didn't play any against Indy.
Zero. Right.
Well,
remember, that game against Toronto was a pretty much throwaway game for the Nets. Back end, back to back, going to Canada the next day. So, yeah. Again, I saw.
Dude, what is wrong with this guy?
Okafor? I guess he's just poison. I don't know. But you got to think, too, right? The net, again, he's trying to get acclimated in with the system and everything. Okay, great. But, again, Tyler Zeller's playing some pretty good basketball. Quincy Acey getting minutes as well. There are guys that are doing a pretty good job. So
yeah, but you just traded for Allen this even. Dude.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, you traded for him, but you could, you know, again, there's no guarantee. Like, he could be gone at the end of the season. And I think they like Stauskas.
Don't you want to try to play him to see if he
I
can
do. I do.
See if he's worth actually trying to re-sign? I
certainly do, Keith. All right. Now, I don't hold the clipboard for the Brooklyn Nets. Maybe one day after this whole DFS Army thing takes over the world and we have billboards on the highways and whatnot. But, yeah. I get why he's not in the rotation, but again, of course, we know why we want him in the rotation. I see a nice matchup here for the Suns tonight. I know you mentioned Monroe a little while ago, so we got to try to figure this out. But it's interesting that Alex Len is $5,700 on FanDuel today. 57. That's not where Sun Center is supposed to be priced, but
no, it's not.
His last three games, my goodness.
I want to know. Monroe with Tyson Chandler drawing the start will come off the pine for Saturday's game. Because now all of a sudden, you know,
Len
after it being
like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, after being a nice little rotation, now all of a sudden Monroe's out of the rotation. And that's not like they just kind of flip-flopped it. I mean, we got 35-48, 35, Toronto, Minnesota, Dallas. Those are really good matchups because, like, we expected it to be Greg Monroe and Tyson Chandler on Friday or on Monday. And that's not what happened, and I was really kind of upset about that. So
I was upset that you were upset about it, Keith. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Len against the Clippers, I'd rather play DeAndre Jordan, but... I really want to play Nikola Jokic at 8,700. But I don't think he's going to get more than 25, 30 minutes. If I could get 35 minutes out of him, then 8,700 is a steal. I mean, this might be a spot where we can go back to Ekpe Udoh against Oklahoma City, since Steven Adams is probably going to be out.
Here's a good one for you. You mentioned Mr. Okafor before, but Tyler Zeller, who I mentioned, he's playing some good minutes. I actually had him in my lineups on Sunday. It's a nice salary saver there at the center position. Worked out very well. But here's the issue, or not the issue. Here's the good part about it. Sacramento just absolutely sucks against centers this season. ADVP, eye test, all of the above. They suck against centers. So Tyler Zeller, 3,600, right? 100 off the minimum. Could he get you 20 points? Yeah, he very well could. So I think it's an interesting thing to look at to maybe try to go all the way down there. And Jared Allen, guy who's getting a couple minutes too. But again, I have more faith in Tyler Zeller, but it's an interesting idea to maybe go all the way down tonight.
No, I'm not advocating that.
Okay, fair enough.
You can, I'm not.
All right.
I would much rather play Willie Cauley-Stein or Kostas Kupfis.
I'm sure you would. Tyler Zeller here. I mean, you know, the guy's getting about 20 minutes, putting up some nice numbers. It's all the matchup here for me. That's why I'm talking about it. So, all right. Any other centers before we hit the stop button on this shindig?
Nope, we're good.
We are good. And you can see how good we are at DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code podcast for 10% off each month of your subscription. We're going to have all our materials out later today, so always check out for that. And for me, Keith, and the rest of the DFS Army, we gone.
Peace out.